Imagine waking up to discover that the nation-state, the dominant political entity for 5 centuries, has become obsolete. This isn't science fiction, but the central prophecy of The Sovereign Individual, a remarkably prescient book from 1997 that foresaw Bitcoin, remote work, and a decline of traditional government power decades before they materialized. Unlike most futurist works that quickly become dated, this book has become essential reading for tech titans like Peter Thiel and Elon Musk precisely because its core predictions have proven increasingly accurate with each passing year. The fundamental thesis is both simple and revolutionary. Information technology will transform human organization as profoundly as the agricultural revolution did 10,000 years ago. But this transformation will happen within a single human lifetime. We're witnessing nothing less than the end of the modern age and the birth of something entirely new, where individuals gain unprecedented freedom while collective institutions lose their grip on power. Throughout human existence, we've experienced 3 major transitions in social organization, from hunting-gathering to agricultural societies, then to industrial civilization. Now we stand at the threshold of the 4th, the information age. This transition uniquely empowers individuals at the expense of collective power. In cyberspace, the advantages of controlling violence on a large scale diminish dramatically. Today's politicians face contempt similar to medieval clergy when religious institutional costs peaked, just as government costs have now. History doesn't repeat exactly, but it rhymes. This transformation will unfold faster than any previous revolution. While the agricultural revolution took millennia, the information age transition will occur within decades. By 2025, the authors predicted a cyber economy beyond traditional taxation and regulation, a forecast increasingly validated by cryptocurrencies and digital nomadism. Self-motivated individuals will invent their own work and capture their full productivity value. Merit will prevail as people interact in the colorblind anonymity of cyberspace. Ideas, rather than physical capital, become the primary wealth source. Clear thinkers with computational skills can potentially amass unprecedented wealth, creating unparalleled upward mobility and global equal opportunity. As technology weakens the state, governments will employ increasingly ruthless methods to preserve power, treating autonomous individuals as they would other governments, sometimes as amies, sometimes as negotiating partners. The 1998 cruise missile attack targeting Osama bin Laden marked a turning point, with a private individual becoming the chief enemy of the world's greatest military power. Despite harsh tactics, governments will be forced to bargain with increasingly sovereign individuals whose resources they can no longer easily control. The information revolution will dissolve nation-states as taxing capacity plunges by 50-70%, making smaller jurisdictions more competitive. Modern technology mirrors ancient magical concepts, computer passwords resembling magical invocations, digital servants functioning like genies, and virtual reality materializing imagination. Telepresence allows individuals to span distances instantly and monitor events from afar, similar to Greek gods. Jobs will transform into tasks rather than positions. Microprocessing and improved communications let individuals choose where to work, while encrypted internet transactions will soon escape taxation. Governments will initially try restricting liberating technologies, but ultimately fail. As tax revenues decline, states will resort to printing money, but even this inflationist taxation strategy will be undermined by cyber currencies providing monetary independence. This transition won't be smooth. Expect fierce resistance, particularly from middle talent individuals in wealthy countries and beneficiaries of government redistribution. This opposition will have a moral dimension, what the authors call moral anachronism, applying industrial-era ethics to the emerging information economy. radical change is typically viewed as decline rather than progress, just as Renaissance innovations appeared as societal collapse to medieval courtiers. Many will despise developments undermining the nation-state, with resistance potentially turning violent. The original Luddites were skilled cloth workers who violently opposed automated machines in 1811-12, burning factories and murdering owners who adopted technology threatening their livelihoods. The information age will leave individuals more responsible for themselves than during the industrial period. It will trigger transition crises, including potentially severe economic depression that will reduce the unearned advantages of advanced industrial societies. As the massive income gap between the world's richest 15% and the rest narrows, nation-states' ability to redistribute income will collapse. Before the nation-state, sovereignties overlapped with hazy borders. This fragmentation will return in the information age as new entities emerge with partial governmental characteristics. Some may control substantial wealth and military power without fixed territory, similar to the medieval Knights Templar. We'll see the reemergence of merchant associations with semi-sovereign powers, like the medieval Hanseatic League that united merchants across 60 cities. These entities will replace the declining nation-state, providing protection and contract enforcement. When power fragments at frontiers, competitive zones emerge where neither authority dominates. Medieval march regions at European borders develop distinct legal forms we'll likely see again. Residents rarely paid taxes and could choose which laws to follow through concepts like avowal and distraint. Information technology will transform asset creation and protection, a revolution more significant for industrial society than gunpowder was for feudal agriculture. As individual economic sovereignty grows, citizenship evolves toward customer relationships, with the denationalized citizen becoming a customer of government services rather than a state asset. The information age represents more than technological advancement. It signals a revolutionary restructuring of society and resource distribution. As covert violence's role in controlling resources diminishes, a new wealth configuration will emerge without the governmental mediation that characterized the 20th century. While industrial economies needed workers with modest skills, the information economy rewards exceptional abilities. If factory-age work required scores of 8+ on a scale of 24, over 95% of people could contribute meaningfully. But if information-age work requires 12+, nearly 24% fall below the threshold of social usefulness. If top job requirements rise from 16 to 20, the qualified proportion drops from 34% to just 5%. Despite the inevitable crisis as the egalitarian economy and nations collapse, many regions will see surging output and higher incomes during the transition. The reduction of compulsory redistribution will allow producers to retain assets previously seized and often allocated to lower value uses. All strong societies have a strong moral basis. History reveals that successful development occurs when groups embrace ethics that encourage economic virtues, self-reliance, hard work, family responsibility, high savings, and honesty. As the most terrible century in Western history ends, we're witnessing the downsizing of social structures, governments, corporations, and unions adapting to conditions created by microtechnology. Following a period of slack morality, a sterner morality will emerge. Information age morality will emphasize productivity, earnings retention, investment efficiency, and market principles, while fostering a high-trust community where reputation for honesty becomes crucial in cyberspace transactions. To thrive in this new world, become a sovereign individual by mastering freedom technologies, diversifying assets across jurisdictions, and cultivating border-transcending skills. The future belongs not to those clinging to fading institutions, but to those embracing the digital revolution's liberating potential. The choice is yours. Remain a citizen of a declining system or become sovereign in a world of unprecedented possibility.